Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and whom specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard.
Welcome back, everybody, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical. We're going to call today a DDG day. That stands for Drop Dead Gorgeous, from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. On behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who's on assignment today, we want to welcome everybody to the show today. We hope you are as excited as we are. We are beyond pumped today, beyond excited to have with us today one of Florida's and one of the country's true leading physicians, and really one of the real elite doctors from our home state here, the great state of Florida. We want to welcome our very, very special guest here today, Dr. Edward Buonadonna from North Palm Beach, Florida. Welcome to the show, Dr. Buonadonna.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bard, for that warm, wonderful welcome. I'm glad to be here today.
What a treat. This is really, really a special treat. It really is an honor to have you with us here today on the show. And for many of you who are first-timers to our national, which has really become an international broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to really love about our show is not only did they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Ed Buonadonna from North Palm Beach, Florida, but also really during our show to get what we would call kind of an up-close and really kind of a personal look from behind the curtains as to why you, Dr. Buonadonna, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, numbness, tingling, pins and needles, often caused by the stress of injuries, many of whom who've never actually been injured, but because of a host of, as we say, stressors in their life, they continue to suffer from these chronic pain syndromes. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool here today. One of the things that you're recognized for, both statewide and nationally, is for a very specific medical technology known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you share with our listening audience, Dr. Buonadonna, what exactly is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Absolutely. Non-surgical spinal decompression is a modern solution for back pain. Non-surgical spinal decompression, for many people, is the alternative for back surgery. And non-surgical spinal decompression is literally changing the way people all over the country are handling their back pain. It's a cost-effective and a very gentle process that utilizes computer technology to take a bulging or herniated disc and help specifically retract that disc by the individual segment. And it's much different from traction. Research over the years has shown traction not to be effective when it comes to treating herniations. But when you look at spinal decompression, studies on spinal decompression show that the treatments are 86 to 91% effective. And just for a case in point, there was a Dr. McClure who was a neurosurgeon. Dr. McClure took 500 pre-surgical cases people who were normally heading for the operating table, and he decided to give them non-surgical spinal decompression. At the end of his study, 91% of those people, of that 500, no longer needed surgery. Most people in today's world don't realize that they possibly fall into that 91% success category, where if they got non-surgical spinal decompression, they could possibly avoid risky surgeries. So non-surgical spinal decompression is changing the way people are treating their back pain, one patient at a time, one spine at a time.
So that is so well said that I have to ask you that, in essence, there's something that you mentioned which we really never ever get a chance to ever discuss on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, and it's really one word, and that word is the word timing. So, in your opinion, who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, as we've all heard in life, timing is everything. And when it comes to things in life, you got to be in the right place at the right time. So when it comes to looking at people who are the best candidates for non-surgical decompression, people that are in pain, people that may have pain in their neck, pain in their back, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, burning, maybe it feels like you hit your funny bone all the time, people that have trouble getting out of bed in the morning, people who have trouble getting dressed, putting their shoes and socks on, they lean over, they have pain, people who maybe have trouble when they go to bed at night and they just can't fall asleep because their back just doesn't let them. So we also see people that have pain, they do fall asleep, but then they wake up in the middle of the night, numbness, tingling down their fingers or into their toes. Sciatica, they roll over onto one side and it, boom, they just wake up with pain down the leg. If you have pain during your activities, walking your dog, lifting your children, playing with your grandchildren, I'm blessed enough to have three grandchildren and I play with them all the time, and if I couldn't do these things, I would be one of those candidates. So if you have pain doing these daily activities, you probably do have a bulged or a herniated disc that might need to be investigated.
Now, one of the things that you're known for nationally is your specific protocols and your specific evaluation. Obviously, in a perfect world, you would be able to accept every patient that presented with these symptoms and with these conditions. However, one of the things you're noted for is specifically your evaluation to determine specifically who is a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression for acceptance within your clinical facilities, and specifically through something that is known as an MRI. Can you share with our listening audience your evaluation and the urgency or the importance for this diagnostic study?
Absolutely. In my office, we have imaging studies that we perform, and most doctors do. We perform standard x-rays, but they only give us part of what we're looking at. To truly get a glimpse into what the condition of the disc is, we need to have more advanced, more specialized imaging, and that's where an MRI comes in handy. An MRI will come in, and it will actually show us, is there a tear in the disc? Is there a bulge? Is it a herniation? Does it affect one side, both sides? Is it somewhere? Is it one level? Is it multiple levels? Many people, it's not just confined to a single level herniation. We've seen patients over the years, 2, 3, 4 level herniations. And that is what we need as clinicians in order to deliver the best diagnosis possible for our patient, which then allows us to follow the most up-to-date protocols to deliver them, if they are indeed candidates, the best treatment on non-surgical spinal decompression. Without the MRI, we're kind of limited, so we really rely on that because it gives us a lot of information that we just can't get alone off of an x-ray.
So well said. We are joined here on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our most special guest, Dr. Ed Buonadonna from North Palm Beach, Florida. Would you be so kind, Dr. Buonadonna, to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number and your website?
Absolutely. My phone number in the office is area code 561-863-8898. And as far as people reaching out to us on the web, our website is the standard www.NorthPalmBeachDiscCenter.com. I realize it's a lot to write out, but it will take you exactly where you need to go when you type it in the right way.
Now, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. You were in such high demand with respect to your specialty, your technique, your knowledge base, your caring attitude for all the patients that have been so lucky, so fortunate to know you. Why did you choose to practice, and of all places, North Palm Beach, Florida?
Well, I have to thank my wife for that. My wife is the greatest thing I've ever found in Florida. I came to Florida, I met my wife, and she had a connection to this area from when she was a child. And if I may be so inclined, you know, she was born and raised here. And when I came here, I could see what a special place it was and how great it was to stay here and actually raise our children in this area. And so I couldn't imagine going anywhere else, because the people that come through here, some people are year-round residents, some people are what we call our snowbirds, but we also have people that come here and then they get transferred. We've met so many great and wonderful people in this area that some of them literally will actually fly back into town to get treatment when they know they need to come in. When their back starts to slide on them, so to speak, they know where they got the treatment, and they will actually come back into town for a couple of days. Or if they're here on vacation, they'll make it a point to stop by the office. I'm in town for a week. Can I get in for a few visits? We've just been so blessed and so lucky to have such great people and make such wonderful contacts in this area. So I can't think of any place else I'd rather be than the North Palm Beach, Northern Palm Beach County area. It's just wonderful.
You know, one of the things that I get an opportunity to do, which is really, really not as often as I like, is really the opportunity to brag on, in essence, our guests. And the reason that I get an opportunity to brag in this case on Dr. Buonadonna is the simple fact that you, Dr. Buonadonna, are one of the most highly trained physicians with respect to your approach to treating some of the chronic conditions. In other words, patients often that may not be able to seek improvement in other opportunities, other clinical settings. And the reason for that also, too, is the simple fact that you are also a national instructor of physicians at two specific universities, which is really what we would call a doctor's doctor. In other words, when doctors fall ill, unfortunately, you're the type of doctor that we seek out because of your expertise, your training, your knowledge base, and so much more. And one of the things you've done very, very well, and that's an understatement, is your utilization of conjoining other technology to be able to maximize patient outcomes. Case in point, the utilization of something known as laser therapy. Can you share with our listening audience how that works in concert with your treatment?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that I noticed in the last several years, and I've been in practice now, this is my 24th year in practice, and one of the things I noticed as I was getting through my first decade of practice was technology was growing in such leaps and bounds that there had to be things that had to help the patient get better results in a shorter time span, but a longer lasting relief than what we had been doing traditionally. So one of the things I started to do was actually start expanding the technology base in my office. For example, We've switched to digital x-rays. We do custom computerized orthotics. One of the best things we've ever done was bring in non-surgical spinal decompression. But to make it even better, we even brought in laser therapy that we can utilize after the patients do decompression, because laser therapy is something that really helps the body heal on a cellular level. We're doing decompression to help that bulging disc, but once that disc retracts, now we have to help heal the fibers that hold it in place. So what laser does is it gets down and it gets within the actual cell. If you look at the cell, inside that cell, it has a little engine, and that engine is called the mitochondria. Just like the engine in your car runs on gasoline, the mitochondria, it runs on a fuel called ATP. And when we use the laser on the lower back or in the neck, what we're doing is we're using light energy, non-painful, non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical, light energy to stimulate production of that ATP, so those cells can then utilize that energy and perform their healing functions. And it really just helps get the patient to a level of healing we weren't able to get to 15 or 20 years ago when I first began practice. We didn't have lasers. Now, it's just a jump so far ahead. Patients are just beyond ecstatic about it.
You know, one of the things you have done so incredibly well in your practice and more is, at the end of the day, this has always been about results. And you've been able to deliver the highest level of care, especially with patients who unfortunately have suffered a physical trauma consistent with an automobile accident, otherwise known as a whiplash injury, or what's otherwise known as an acceleration, deceleration, hyperflexion, hyperextension injury. Can you share with our listening audience the importance of why they need to be seen specifically with respect to the medical legal network that exists in South Florida of being seen as close to the time of trauma as possible? Can you share that?
Well, like we said, timing is everything. And the sooner you're able to get treatment, and first off, we have to see a patient and find out what their injuries are, and we need to document those injuries, because symptoms come, they go, they vary. Maybe right after an accident, somebody doesn't feel a lot of pain because at the accident scene, they're on a lot of adrenaline. What just happened? Am I okay? Are my kids okay? What just happened here? And you don't pay attention to you don't really feel the symptoms. Then the next day when you try and get out of bed, holy cow, what happened? Now you really feel it. So it's important from a patient standpoint, number one, document your injuries. Number two, get the appropriate treatment that you need so this way you can begin the path to healing and recovery. Whether it's, there's a case with litigation or not, we always encourage our patients to, as soon as they can, get some x-rays. Make sure there's no fractures, there's no dislocation. Make sure there's no underlying soft tissue problem. And if there are those things, we can diagnose them, and then we can begin the treatments. And for some people, we get them started on, like, maybe laser therapy right away, because that laser helps act as a magnet to the blood for where an injured area is. There's going to be inflammation. We want to try and reduce that inflammation for the patient. We want to get them some relief as quickly as possible while documenting all their injuries and being able to chart their progress as they go from time of impact through the course of care. We can steadily, in a logical and straightforward manner, check the range of motion, check the tissues, and see how they progress along the way. And at the end, the patient, 99.9%, they're going to respond.
Simply great. We have a little bit of time left in our national broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, broadcasting here from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach County, Florida. And I know you're such a busy doctor, Dr. Buonadonna, and I wanted to ask you, when you're not in the office and you're not helping sick people get better and saving the world one disc at a time, what do you like to do for fun outside the office?
Well, my version of fun often differs from a lot of people's version of fun. You know, my version of fun several times a year actually involves traveling around the country, either working with doctors, teaching spinal decompression, learning new technologies, whether it's laser, whether it's electroanalgesia, whether it's how to provide better care. I love doing seminars like that because that helps me and nourishes me as a physician, and it helps me provide better as a doctor to my patients. I love spending time with my wife, my two grown children, and like I said earlier, I'm blessed enough to have three grandchildren that are 5, 8, and 9. So when we're not in the office, when we're not taking seminars, we like to go to theme parks. And one of the things we like to do is take the kids up to Orlando, and let they're big enough now to ride all the rides. And trust me, after we do a day in Disney, I'm usually the one looking for the decompression treatment or the laser. So we've now gotten to the point where we travel with some of our equipment, but we like to do, we go out on out to the beach. We take the kids swimming. They're not old enough for golf yet, but that's what we like to do. We like to spend a lot of time as a family, and we do we're a very close family. We like to spend time with our family, friends, whether it's at church, the beach. You know, just this past Sunday we had a birthday party at the bowling alley, and it was a fantastic time. So we like to spend a lot of family time.
You know, truth be told, that I've been so fortunate to have known you outside of our national broadcast here and outside of this radio show. And I can emphatically share with our listening audience that you will not find a person that has, number one, a better sense of humor than Dr. Buona Donna. Number two, a true movie aficionado. I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm also going to just share the simple fact that if you can find somebody who's more loving, more giving, more sharing, and really puts it all out there, he's a 24/7, 365, all-in soul, and we just love him to death. And if you've heard me do this show for all the years, as well as Dr. Kaplan, I very rarely, if any times, get a chance to share that. And that's the highest, really the highest caliber of individual you will find. I cannot tell you how incredible your life could be if you're fortunate enough to be accepted by Dr. Buona Donna as a patient in his office. We have very little time left here on the show. Dr. Buona Donna, would you be so kind, just in closing, just to share your contact information one more time with our listening audience?
Absolutely. Again, our office number is 561-863-8898. Our office website is www.NorthPalmBeachDiscCenter.com. And our physical address, 1421 10th Street, and the zip code is 33403.
Dr. Ed Buona Donna, simply the best of the best. I cannot thank him enough for taking time out of his super busy schedule in joining us here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We want to thank our listening audience, and on behalf of Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, and myself, Dr. Perry Bard, we want to thank all our loyal, very ultra-dedicated listening audience. You guys are incredible. You're incredibly loyal to this show. We'll continue to make it great for you. And as always, simply make it great. We will see you next time live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.